हरे कृष्ण महाराज,
सर।
दंडवत प्रणाम। राधे
हरे कृष्णा, राधे राधे,
राधे,
लोर मच्छंद्र की जाय।
जय।
नमः ओम विष्णु पदय कृष्ण तिष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति विदांत स्वामिनी के नाम। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष संगवादी प्रस्तुतादि सतारिणी। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। श्री श्री सीताराम की जय। श्री श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की जय। श्री श्री रामचंद्र भगवान की जय। So we are today glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his form as Lord Ramachandra. Ramachandra was invited here by a demigod. To help them resolve the difficulty of killing a very formidable, powerful demon, Ravana. So it was. But then that only Ramachandra can kill the king of the Rakshasas, Ravana, by no one else but a man. Because Ravana took a boon that cannot be killed by demigods. Demons, they are always bewildered because they think that they are very intelligent. Like Hirakashipu was thinking he could get a benediction from Lord Brahma by a trick and become immortal. But still, the Supreme Personality of Godhead showed his supremacy above everything and everyone else, and he killed him. The same way, Ravana cannot be killed by anyone but a man. Therefore, for this reason, Lord Ramachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appeared in the form of a human being. So Ramachandra's mission, however, was not only to kill Ravana, but to also teach the mortal beings that material happiness centered around sex life or centered around one's wife is a cause of many miseries. What are the missions of Ramachandra? Not only to kill Ravana, is to teach us, everyone in this material world, that material happiness centered around sex life or centered around one's wife is the cause of many miseries. That's the mission of Lord Ramachandra. Although he is self-sufficient Supreme Personality of Godhead, Another thing is lamentable for him. But he lamented for his wife, Sister Devi. He is self-sufficient supreme presence of Godhead. He does not need anything. He lamented for this, his eternal consort, Sita Devi. So why was he put into such tribulation by the kidnapping of Sita Devi? If he is the supreme person of Godhead beyond lamentation, the supreme self-sufficient person who does not need anything outside himself to enjoy, why was he put in such a lamentable situation as in the case of kidnapping his wife Sita Devi and they were lamenting? To teach the world that attachment to woman brings miseries. That's one reason. Any attachment to woman brings miseries. That is the duty of Lama Chanda. Two, Lama Chanda came to teach the world that disobeying elders causes trouble. We have explained many times that the wisdom is with the elders. Knowledge is with the youth, with the young people, but wisdom is with the elders. Therefore, Lama Chanda came to teach us a practical demonstration how disobeying the elders brings only miseries. Even in Krishna Lila, Mother Nandarani said the same thing to Krishna. Yashoda Mai told Krishna, "You are so independent. Before you came, we have been worshipping Indra. And I used to be, but you came just recently and are stopping all of us from worshipping Indra. Now you can see the consequences of disobeying elders. See how you are suffering, carrying such a heavy, heavy mountain. No good comes from disobeying the elders." So Lord Machanda came to teach that. Three, Lord Machanda also, he came to teach the whole world that to help those who are in distress brings happiness. He came to teach that if we are intelligent, we should serve, we should help those who are in distress. Actually, it is said that out of the opulences of Krishna, the base of Krishna's opulence is that of reclaiming the conditioned souls who are miserable in this material world. So Lord Machanda, he came to teach us how to help those who are in distress. And then Lord Machanda came to teach that those who are loyal, those who are depending on the elders, should be protected. That was the main reason why Lord Machanda killed Ravana, because Sita Devi depended fully upon him and she had no shelter anywhere. Therefore, It was his duty to protect her. Actually, it is not that Lomachana is just lamenting for a woman. No. He is simply teaching us how those who are dependent should be protected. Therefore, crying and lamenting for Sita was just external to show us our own nature, but not he himself as the supreme presence of Godhead. Because himself, the supreme personality of Godhead, is full in himself. Therefore, he's called Abhirama. Abhirama means that Ramachandra does not depend on Sita Devi for his satisfaction, but Sita depends on him. Abhirama. He is also described as Prasanta, which means that Ramachandra is completely free from all troubles, free from lust, and is free from all desires. That's Ramachandra. He cannot be depending on anything. He is completely dependent upon himself, being the supreme facility of Godhead. So this word Prasanta is referred to him. He is completely free from all troubles. He is free from lust. And he is free from all desires. Therefore, Ramachandra has driven away the gunas, also free from three stages of wakefulness, dream, and sleep. That is the reason why anyone who takes to Krishna consciousness also will become free from this thing, because we are connecting with the personality who is free in that. Lord Ramachandra, he manifests himself here in the mortal world to teach the whole world that Dharma, a devoted wife, should never be neglected. And the grief that comes in the process of looking after her should be well received. That's the reason why Ramachandra was looking for Sita. Sita depended upon him. Those who depend upon others should be fully protected. Any misery, any trouble that one takes in that should be willingly accepted. It shouldn't be any inconvenience for the leaders protecting the dependent. Is a teaching from Lord Ramachandra's incarnation. So, he came to teach all the devotees about his Lila Madhurya. He came to show his devotees. So his name is Ram. One who gives pleasure, satisfaction to his devotees. Ramachandra taught that those who are dependent should be protected, and whenever such protection is not given, they should be punished. He is called Maryada Purushottam Because he perfectly followed religious principle, never breaking anyone. He was perfect in his vows. He promised to marry only one wife, and he followed that perfectly to the end. Even when he had something about him, Ramachandra banished Sita. Of course, it is not possible for him to banish Sita. It's not possible for him to reject his brother, Lakshman. Once, there was an intimate discussion. He was having an intimate discussion. And in that discussion with his spiritual master, it was an order that whoever comes to disturb him at that time should be killed. So while the discussion was going on, the powerful sage Duvasamuni appeared. And Lakshman has to come and tell Ramachandra about it. So it appears that he was banished, but actually it is not possible for him to banish Sita Devi or his brother. But because their coming was already planned, and because they have finished their duty, they have to go that way. So Lord Ramachandra was requested by Sugriva to kill his brother Bali, who had driven him away from the kingdom. And if he could do that, then he will assist him to recover his wife. This is mutual cooperation. For one who is in distress, such a person cannot have a peaceful mind to do anything wonderful. So for us to be able to do things wonderful, it requires peaceful mind. And that is one of the reasons why it is only Brahmanas that are qualified to serve Krishna, to serve deities, go for Krishna. Because they are peaceful, they are composed, they are self-controlled. So Lord Ramachandra agreed to kill Bali. So it was arranged that Sugriva should go and challenge Bali for fight. And then Lord Ramachandra would kill behind and kill him. So Sugriva went and challenged Bali, his senior brother. When Bali was coming out, his wife, chief's wife, told him, "Don't go." Your junior brother knew very well that he cannot stand with you for a battle. So for him to come and challenge you for a fight, there is something behind him. Don't go. I could see all the danger. When it is time for someone to die, no medicine would work. Because it was his time, being influenced by destiny, he went. So when he came out and started fighting with his junior brother, Ramachandra came behind and shot him. When he was about to give up the body, as he fell down, he asked Lord Ramachandra, "I know you are the supreme personality of Godhead, who have been invited here by the demigods. And I know you know religion perfectly. Actually, you are the teacher, and you know everything. You have not seen. Every action of yours is perfect and complete for the benefit of all living entities. Still, I cannot see the reason why you are killing me, because I am not fighting with you. If it is for recovering your wife, Sita, I could go to Lanka and with my own hand kill Ravana and bring a wife here. This true Bali can do that, because once Bali was sporting with his consort in a lake, and Ravana, being intoxicated by his power, came there after he has gone to disturb Yamaraj. He was passing by to Lanka and he saw that Bali was enjoying with his queen. So he became envious and came there to disturb Bali, like he did to other demigods. Bali sees him and put him in his armpit. Yes, Ravana. That's powerful Bali is. Bali arrested Ravana and put him under his armpit. Can you imagine that? And flew to a big forest and dumped him there. And returned back to his enjoyment, because he didn't want to disturb the peace of his enjoyment. So he remembered that. So he told Ramachandra, if it is for Ravana, I will go to Lanka and kill him with my hands, and I'll bring your wife here. Why are you killing me? Lord Ramachandra told Bali, yes, two things. One reason I'm killing you is that you are a monkey. A monkey should not be killed from the front. Yes. Monkey should not be killed from the front. A monkey is killed from the back because they're very crooked and tricky. So that they are killed from the back, not from the front. Second reason, it is the duty of those who are strong to protect those who are weak. You are stronger than Sugriva. Sugriva is a genie brother that requires a protection. You drove him away to the forest. And not only that, you are sleeping with his wife. Therefore, the penalty for this criminal activity is death. You did not protect your brother, a junior brother. So you drove him away to the forest, and here every day you are sleeping with his wife. That means that you are envious of those whom we are to protect. You are irresponsible on your duty. Therefore, it is my duty to put an end to miscreant, or return your sad numb. Did not such a duskritam. That is my duty. Millennium after millennium, I will come to re-establish religious principle. By doing that, all the miscreants will be killed. Bali offered obeisance to Ramachandra, having understood his mistakes, his offenses, and he begged for forgiveness of his sins, and considered himself fortunate to have seen the Supreme Presidential Godhead before quitting his body, which is very, very auspicious. He appreciated and he left his body in the hand of the Supreme Presidential Godhead. This is Lord Ramachandra. He came to teach how to protect those who are dependent. Our Christians say, by what time? The women, the children, old people, men, women, brahmanas, and the cows are helpless creatures, and they are my body. So anyone who protects these creatures stands to be protected by Lord Krishna. Lord Ramachandra, he came to teach bona fide system by which one can be protected, which one can be liberated from the clutches of material miseries. That is Ram. Wonderful personality. He is such a perfect leader that Lord Ramachandra does not allow people to walk between him and his citizens. Because sometimes it happens. It happens. It's happening. It has happened. It's happening. And it will still happen. That insincere devotees who are between other devotees and their leaders always create a situation for them not to be properly heard. So Lord Ramachandra, he deals with the citizens directly. In this way, he gave chance for everyone to see him. Even dogs allowed to see Lord Ramachandra if they have any difficulty. While he was going to the forest, he go to the river Sarayu to cross it to begin his exile. It was a boatman who was there. Ramachandra used his boat to cross the river. When they crossed it to the other side, Lord Ramachandra saw that Sita was having left with her only a bangle. So he told her, "We have no money to pay for the service of the boatman. Give him a bangle for the service." Sita Devi removed it and gave it to the boatman. The boatman said, "No, I will not accept." Lord Ramachandra said, "You have to accept because this is the compensation for the service." The boatman said, "No, I will not accept it because that goes against our principle." All the boatmen have a union. And it is decided in that union that no boatman should accept money from another boatman. Even materially, it is transporters. Yes. So all these things have been there since time immemorial. We're not beginning anything. So the boatman said, "My dear Lord, I'm a boatman and you are also a boatman. So I cannot take money from you." Lord Ramachandra said, I have never come out of my palace. When have I become a boatman? I'm not coming with my face about coming. When have I become a boatman?" The boatman said, "You are the supreme boatman. I'm just a tiny boatman. You are the supreme. My dear Lord, please, it is my great fortune that today I have met your lordship. Today I have done my little part by taking you across this river. Please, don't forget me when it is my own time to cross the ocean of material existence. Please take me across. You are the supreme boatman. You take me across the ocean of material existence." Lord Ramachandra was very pleased to hear this from the boatman. And he took him across. It's a great fortune. That is Lord Ramachandra, very, very merciful, very kind, so tolerant and disciplined. Even a demon on the guise of a brahmana blasphemed him. In Krishna Lila, a demon took the form of a bull. Krishna killed. Krishna never looked back. But Lord Ramachandra never did that. He never did. Krishna did, but Lord Ramachandra never did. Krishna killed a demon in the form of a bull. Lord Ramachandra, he didn't kill a demon who was taking the form of a Brahmana. A Brahmana blasphemed Lord Ramachandra. Hey! You are coming from another man's house to my house? I cannot accept you. I am not like Ramachandra, who is so attached to his wife Sita. Sita had gone to another man for a whole year. This handpicked Lord Ramachandra accepted her back. I am not like that. So go back to where you're coming from. You cannot enter my house again. Lord Ramachandra had this. He didn't kill him, but he gave him benediction. That is Ramachandra. He gave him benediction. He asked Sita Devi to leave. Still, he gave a benediction to this demon who is in the form of a Brahmana, and he sent him to Mathura. He appeared in Mathura. From Treta Yuga, he came to Dwapara Yuga. That is how merciful Lord Ramachandra is. So merciful. So strict in his religious duties. So, it's a great fortune for all of us that as Lord Ramachandra helped the boatman by taking him across the ocean of material existence, we should not simply cook what we are going to eat in the name of celebrating the appearance of Ramachandra. We should pray to him. In the same way, please take me across this ocean of material existence. Because that is your nature, that is your duty, that is what you have come for. Except you, nobody else can do. Please, you came for that, to help us. Please help me. In Srimad Bhagavatam, he told Ravana, I, whose attempt never fails, I send you to the abode of Yamala. So let us pray to him. Your attempt never fails. Please make our attempt also a success. Attempt, effort, Ramachandra's effort, his desire never get thwarted. Let him help us so that our desire to be a good devotee will always be successful. This time we celebrate the appearance of Lord Ramachandra. Not just cooking in his name, just to satisfy our own hunger. All right, the devotees, Hare Krishna. Maybe there are questions or comments.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, thank you for the class, Maharaj. I have one question from my side.
Yes, go on.
What is the best way to approach Lord Ramachandra and please him? And how do we please him?
What is the best way to approach Lord Ramachandra and how do we please him? Yes, good question. The best way to approach Lord Ramachandra, he explained himself. Lord Ramachandra said, anyone who comes to me any time and declare himself as self to be mine, that very moment the person becomes mine. Not even the second. That very moment. Anyone who say, today, my dear Lord, I am yours. That very moment the person becomes mine. We can please Lord Ramachandra if we give ourselves to him. We can please Ramachandra, if we are ready to become a faithful servant. Ramachandra is very, very kind, very merciful. He came to relieve her from all anxiety. The demigods were anxiety because of the demons. Ramachandra came to remove the anxiety, the distress. So if we can preach Krishna consciousness, preach his glory to relieve all from anxiety and miseries of material world, Lord Ramachandra would be very pleased with us. We shall approach him by praying to him to empower us to serve. He will be pleased with us. We should pray to him to help us become a bona fide devotee. He is very, very merciful, very kind. If we can learn from him, which is the main reason why he came, to teach us a proper standard. So if you follow in his footsteps by assisting all devotees, Ramachandra is very pleased with us. He was pleased with Hanuman because of his service attitude. He's pleased with the devotees of the service. We'll please him if you have that service attitude. What kind of service? Not motivated service. A sincere service that it is meant only to please him. He'll be happy. So let us pray to him to make us a good devotee who is ready to help others who are in distress to come to Krishna consciousness. He'll be pleased with us. That is the best way we can approach him. Not only to go and ask him for things, for our sins, gratification, without asking him for service. Lord Ramachandra, he came to kill Ravana. At that time, there was only one Ravana, but today there are many Ravanas. That time, Ravana was in Lanka, but today Ravana is in our own heart. So if we want to please Ram, we should tell him to help us remove the Ravana. We'll be happy, because that's what he came for. He'll be happy with us. Let us take this advantage and pray to him sincerely. He will be very happy to take out the Ravana from us. Then he can be a good devotee. Serve others. All right. Hare Krishna.
Yes, Maharaj. Thank you for the explanation. One more question Hare from Neha Mataji. Mataji, she wants to know who is Sita Mataji?
Sita Devi.
Yeah. Sita Devi, concept of Lord Ramachandra. Who is
Sita Devi? Is Lakshmi Devi, eternal consort of Krishna. All the Lakshmis, all the queens, and all the gopis are expansions of Srimati Radharani. All of them. So Sita is an eternal consort of Krishna, Lord Ramachandra. Just as Radha is for Krishna. Bhavani is for Shiva. Lakshmi is for Narayan. Sita is for Ramchandra. Chaitanya. For pastimes, they may appear from here, appear from there, but the truth is that they are all eternal partner. Wherever Lord Ramachandra is, Sita Devi is there. There is a bird, Kaka Bushundi. He's still present from Tetra Yuga, he's still alive till today. He's there in Jagannath Puri. He witnessed how Daduna Maharaj was the original the planner of Jagannath Puri. So when there was dispute between him and Ganga Suri, Tita Bhushundi solved the dispute. He told the Brahma that the original excavator of that place was Naduna Maharaj. So he's still living there till today. He had refused to give up that body of a vulture. Because he said, this body I used to attain perfection, so I won't give it up. He's keeping his body. He's very powerful like that. While Lord Ramachandra was playing the pastime of a child, Kaka Bhushundi came there to the compound, the courtyard of Dasarath Maharaj. At that time, Lord Ramachandra was a little baby, crawling. So Kaka Bhushundi came there. Lord Ramachandra was having a tennis ball. Kaka Bhushundi said, I would want to see if this is the Supreme Lord. I want to test, like Brahma did. He also did for Ramachandra. So he came. Because he was at the back, all the incarnation of Krishna, they did all the leader. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also did what a thief who came to steal, wanted to rob him, carry him all around and came back to the same compound. Krishna, Lord Brahma also wanted to test him. So Kaka Bhushundi also tested Lord Ramchandra. He came. Because children are very attached to the toys which are given by our parents, very attached. So he wanted to snatch the boy from Lord Ramachandra. So in this way, he would make him to cry, especially for his toy. So Lord Ramachandra was also following him to play the game. Yes, he was pretending to be ordinary person, small boy. So the Bhushundi came. He came very, very close, carefully, pretending not to be watching him. What is his intention was there to snatch the ball and make the Lord cry. Lord Ramachandra is the Supreme Person of Godhead. He was fully aware of the trick of the Bhushundi. So he was also prepared for him. The Bhushundi came very, very close, and tried to snatch the ball. He missed it. And Lord Ramachandra came after him. He flew. Lord Ramachandra followed him. In every direction he went. When he looked back, Lord Ramachandra was just close by him. He went everywhere, the whole universe. Lord Ramachandra was following him. When he was bewildered, he couldn't go further. Lord Ramachandra swallowed him into his stomach. There in his stomach, he saw Sita Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman, seated, being worshipped by the demigods. He saw. He was surprised. He repented. Because he entered the womb of the Supreme Lord and have repented from his dubious character. He became purified. So when the Lord brought him out, he was already killed. So he decided, this is my body, I will keep it, I will give it up. And from today onward, I will sing the glories of Lord Chandra. So every day, this Bhushundi has a Ramcha, Charit, Pata. Every day, like we have a Gautam class in the temple, he has Ram Pata every day. Great personalities go there to hear his narration about Ramachandra every day. Very wonderful. He stays in a very wonderful place. To go there, there are four wonderful trees there, a stand there. Once you enter there, you will never feel hungry, you will never feel thirsty, you will never get old. And there is a water to cross a lake. You must, once you put your feet there, you'll be transformed. You can hear the voice of the language of the bird, because you see how the body of a bird. So Ramachandra gave him this blessing, liberated him. That is how merciful Ramachandra is. So he's eternal. He may have come here to perform pastimes, you shouldn't misunderstand and think him to be ordinary person. He is not. And so Sita Devi was banished, but you should understand this is their pastimes. They never separated. There's no question of sending her away. They are always together. All right.
Yes, Maharaj. Thank you.
Ready.
Ready. Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you for the class. Thank you for coming. Thank you, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much for everything.
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you. Ready.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.